Hey, hello everyone. This is Gaurav and I'm your host of the Amazon Selling in Common Sense. I've been posting this content after quite a long time and I'm just sitting on a bed and it's 1:30 a.m. and I thought why not to post a simple episode? Why not to tell you about my journey, how I'm on path to scale to $500,000 this year with on the back of a single product. Why makes it so success? And the profit is somewhere around 10 to 15%. Some might say this profit doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. But I'm a single man army. I'm doing this business on my own. And trust me, I have other businesses too. I actively provide consulting to my clients. So, let's get started. Around April 2022, we started selling on Amazon. It was a single product, a single supplement. The first thing hit to me by the Amazon was to prove my product was not a sexual supplement. For a simple fact, it is made up of the herbal supplements or herbs, which is primarily used by the people for the sexual purposes, or might not be, but they have flagged it. And the rules are so tough that you will be scratching your head how to get around this thing. They want to get your product tested from an ISO certified lab with a specific, specification. They have a certain number and submit to them. Else, they will not accept the product and they will not allow the product to be sold on Amazon. As a new entrepreneur, I was devastated. I was frustrated. Then I keep on fighting back with them that this product doesn't contain any of these herbs which you say are used for the sexual purposes. After going to and fro a lot of time with some help from the Amazon Global team, which is actually my manager over there, I was able to get it through. My first batch was 500 bottles. Even though I have put it like $15,000 in my account for this exercise, I was just taking up only like $3,000 in total for this thing. And it started selling. It started picking up. Earlier it was 1-2. I was very happy whenever I see a sale. Yeah, it's a sale. It's a new feeling. I used to keep on checking when the sale come. And it start like that. After 2 months, then we stock out. I let it stock out. I was very, 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 very lean. I was not very aggressive, but I want to see how the things go up. Then again, we made a new batch. This time it was 4,000 bottles. But this time there was a new problem. Our manufacturer asked us to make more bottles or shell out twice the price for the bottle packaging. Then you find out another packaging company, which was very good, and we are still working with them. And I really like their services. They are more professional, more responsive, and it started working. Slowly and steadily, our sales were somewhere around $50,000 in the first year, approximate first year, with the approximate it no profit at all. I was just breaking even. I know I was happy that I am in a category like the supplements. I am breaking even. So I say, let it roll. The next year it started picking up. So we were getting $10,000 per month sales, but still we were making money. In some months we were breaking even. In some months I still keep on pushing this thing. I still kept working on this thing. I made sure my campaigns are not eating up all my profit. no matter what the people say, you should keep your campaign running, you should run keep your campaign running. I make sure that I only run the campaigns when I am profitable. So this is a weird phenomenon. So let's say if you leave it open, the Amazon will spend up all of your money, because they are there to take up all your money. Whatever you can give to them, they will just snatch it from you. Trust me, this is happening. So this has happened. So I was just cruising on. We still made money like approximately 15% of the profit. Because this year it was around 250K of the sales. So on paper, my company is growing, but in 2 years, I hadn't made much of the money. To my surprise, the next year, it's starting getting some traction. So now we have the sales of $45,000 per month, which is quite great. And we have the same amount of profits in that proportion. So the idea is to pick a product that has demand, that people are looking for, less competition, and add value. And make sure not to burn the money, and trust on your fate, because in this case I was lucky that I was in a category of the herbal supplements with a herb which has gone from 40,000 search volume per month to 80,000 plus now. So what I felt like in the whole journey, so if you want to succeed on Amazon, you have to be very, very sharp with your way we are spending money. You need to understand that Amazon is out there to take money from you. In the recent events, it really shows that. Earlier, the campaigns were very effective because the placements of the campaign were limited. So Amazon has no choice to show up on the organic results also, but now they have sold each and every placement, left, right, and center. If you're not paying money, they will not allow you to sell on Amazon. No matter what they say, whatever someone is saying, it is the hardcore truth. So signing off, this is the, I don't know, episode number, which one of my Amazon selling podcast. Do let me know how you like this podcast. Do let me know. If you want to know more, you can follow me on LinkedIn and just search for Gaurav, G-A-U-R-A-V, Agarwal, A-G-G-A-R-W-A-L, Amazon, and you will find me on LinkedIn. I put up a very good content over there. Thank you.